The Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the chamber and upper galleries please rise as we begin our day with a prayer offered by Reverend Gauck, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 121st chapter of Proverbs, we read, "The Lord shall watch over your going out and your coming in from this time forth forevermore." Wondrous God, as we finish up this day, and once again drive home, we are mindful of this weekly commute and our responsibilities while driving. So we would ask, be with us and keep us alert so we may arrive safely back with our loved ones and we may be found in your house of prayer this weekend. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lueckmeyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Thompson Rader, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from Cass. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Ozark. Thank you, Senator. Senator from Clay. Thank you, Senator. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, would you please read the journal?
Journal of the Senate, 12th day, Wednesday, January 26, 2022.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The senator from Boone has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same being approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, Senator from Boone, you are recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator Boone has renewed his motion. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail, please say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV has been granted access to take video in the chamber today.
Please welcome Kermit to the chamber. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Point of personal privilege.
Senator from the 5th, please proceed with your point of personal privilege.
Thank you. It is a difficult time for the city of St. Louis, as our concerns are with two St. Louis Metro police officers who were seriously injured in a shooting yesterday while trying to apprehend a murder suspect. This callous, violent act occurred just 2 days after two officers and five others were struck by a car and critically injured on Highway 40. And on the heels of losing firefighter Ben Polson in the line of duty on January 13th. This month has been a stark reminder that the men and women in uniform put themselves in harm's way for the safety of others every single day. And I am praying for their recoveries and the families of those affected by these recent tragedies. If the body would please join me in a moment of silence.
Please join the senator from the 5th District in a moment of silence. Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from Dallas.
I have a bill. No explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Dallas?
Senate Bill number 1096, introduced by Senator Crawford, an act relating to the regulation of certain financial institutions.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 20th District.
I have five bills.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your five bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 1097, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to retainer agreements for the provisions of health care services.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 1098, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to school teacher pay schedules.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill number 1099, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to payment for anatomic pathologically services.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the fourth bill offered by the Senator from the 20th?
Senate Bill 1100, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to the repeal of certain duties of the Department of Health and Senior Services.
Madam Secretary, would you please read the fifth bill offered by the Senator from the 20th District?
Senate Bill number 1101, introduced by Senator Burleson, an act relating to outdoor advertising.
Introduction of bill, Senator from Cass.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have three bills. No explanation is necessary at this time.
Thank you, Senator. Please send your bills forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the first bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill 1102, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for the sale of firearms and ammunition.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Would you please read the second bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill number 1103, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to prohibiting public financial benefits to abortion facilities and their affiliates or associates.
And Madam Secretary, would you please read the third bill offered by the Senator from Cass?
Senate Bill number 1104, introduced by Senator Bratton, an act relating to the use of self-defense.
Senator from the 14th District. Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 14th District?
Senate Bill number 1105, introduced by Senator Williams, an act relating to warrants executed by law enforcement officers.
Senator from Scott.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
No explanation, yes, sir.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by Senator from Scott?
Senate Bill number 1106, introduced by Senator Thompson Rader, an act relating to funding for housing program.
Senator from Dunklin.
I have a bill.
Please send your bill forward, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. No explanation is necessary.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from Dunklin?
Senate Bill number 1107, introduced by Senator Bean, an act relating to teacher career plans.
Introduction of bills. Senator from the 15th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have one bill. No explanation is needed.
Thank you, Senator. Please send the bill forward. Madam Secretary, would you please read the bill offered by the Senator from the 15th District?
Senate Bill number 1108, introduced by Senator Koenig, an act relating to property taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator Boone.
Mr. President, would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the governor, and if so, I ask that the reading be waived and that they be printed in the journal?
Senator, there are messages from the governor. Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading will be granted, and those messages will be printed in the journal. Senator from Franklin.
Please, could you please refer those to the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments?
Those shall be so referred, Senator. Senator Boone.
To inquire from the Secretary if the message is from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read.
There are messages from the House, Senator. Madam Secretary, would you please read the messages from the House?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute House Bill 1720, entitled An Act Relating to Agricultural Economic Opportunities with an Emergency Clause. Emergency Clause adopted. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodiman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. I ask you to recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announced. The Senator from Cooper, you are recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we will do second reading of Senate bills after announcements, and then we'll make an adjournment motion. No other formal business today. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator. Announcements. Senator Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for second reading.
Hearing no objection, the order of business before the body will be Senate bills for second reading. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 860.
Senate Bill 860, an act relating to low-income housing tax credits.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 861.
Senate Bill 861, an act relating to elections.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 862.
Senate Bill 862, an act relating to the petition process for amending the law.
Local government elections. Senate Bill 863.
Senate Bill 863, an act relating to classification of workers.
Small business and industry. Senate Bill 864.
Senate Bill 864, an act relating to the Missouri Housing Development Commission.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 865.
Senate Bill 865, an act relating to the Missouri Development Finance Board.
Economic Development. Senate Bill 866.
Senate Bill 866, an act relating to a tax credit for agricultural production.
Ag, food production, outdoor resources. Senate Bill 867.
Senate Bill 867, an act relating to statewide mechanical contractor licenses.
General laws. Senate Bill 868.
Senate Bill 868, an act relating to tax credits.
Economic development. Senate Bill 869.
Senate Bill 869, an act relating to charter school funding.
Education. Senate Bill 870.
Senate Bill 870, an act relating to income taxes.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 871.
Senate Bill 871, an act relating to income tax.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 872.
Senate Bill 872, an act relating to the reduction of personal identifying information from court automation systems.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 873.
Senate Bill 873, an act relating to tax deduction for educator expenses.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 874.
Senate Bill 874, an act relating to tax increment financing.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 875.
Senate Bill 875, an act relating to absentee voting.
Local government and elections, Senate Bill 876.
Senate Bill 876, an act relating to automation adjustments paid by employers subject to unemployment compensation laws.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 877.
Senate Bill 877, an act relating to business entities registered with the Secretary of State.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 878.
Senate Bill 878, an act relating to the offense of tampering with electronic monitoring equipment.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 879.
Senate Bill 879, an act relating to actions for damages due to exposure to asbestos.
General laws, Senate Bill 880.
Senate Bill 880, an act relating to labor organizations.
Small business and industry, Senate Bill 881.
Senate Bill 881, an act relating to sales tax exemption for certain solar energy systems.
Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, Senate Bill 882.
Senate Bill 882, an act relating to military affairs.
Seniors, Families, Veteran, Military Affairs, Senate Bill 883.
Senate Bill 883, an act relating to state legal expense funds.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 884.
Senate Bill 884, an act relating to firearms.
General law, Senate Bill 885.
Senate Bill 885, an act relating to self-storage.
General law, Senate Bill 886.
Senate Bill 886, an act relating to trusts.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 887.
Senate Bill 887, an act relating to voter registration.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 888.
Senate Bill 888, an act relating to the release of a defendant.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 889.
Senate Bill 889, an act relating to county auditors.
Local government elections, Senate Bill 890.
Senate Bill 890, an act relating to certificates of need.
Health and Pensions, Senate Bill 891.
Senate Bill 891, an act relating to a recall of local officials.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 892.
Senate Bill 892, an act relating to taxation.
Ways and Means, Senate Bill 893.
Senate Bill 893, an act relating to the minimum wage rate.
Small Business and Industry, Senate Bill 894.
Senate Bill 894, an act relating to unlawful possession of firearms.
Criminal Law, Senate Bill 895.
Senate Bill 895, an act relating to firearms.
Criminal Law, Senate Bill 896.
Senate Bill 896, an act relating to probation and parole for certain offenders.
Judiciary Civil Criminal Jurisprudence, Senate Bill 897.
Senate Bill 897, an act relating to a sales tax exemption for feminine hygiene products.
Senate Bill 898.
Senate Bill 898, an act relating to property tax levy for certain museums.
Local Government and Elections, Senate Bill 899.
Senate Bill 899, an act relating to the oversight of Department of Corrections facilities.
Transportation, Infrastructure, Public Safety, Senate Bill 900.
Senate Bill 900, an act relating to rejected absentee ballots.
Local Government Elections, Senate Bill 901.
Senate Bill 901, an act relating to county, commission, district, political party committees.
Local Government Elections.
Senator from Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday, January 31st at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion offered by the Senator from Boone. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned until Monday, January 31st at 4 p.m.